The Jimmy Canova program will follow in just a moment.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
It's the biggest beauty news in years. Doctors tested this plan. Proved they've got lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 of all the women tested. Here it is.
Wash your face with palm olive soap. Then massage for a full 60 seconds with palm olive beautifying lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day.
Easy to do. Yet 36 doctors proved this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days.
For a breath less sweet. For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Full Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful, scatterbrained Judy Canova.
Last night, I made one of my regular trips to the Hollywood canteen. You should order to see them soldiers crowd around me. I sure had what they wanted. Dr. Lemour on one arm and Ann Sheridan on the other. Some of the fellas thought I was going to give a puppet show, because when I walked in, they said, "Here comes Crunchy Judy." But I served sandwiches and coffee. Yeah, that's the only way I could get a fella to hold my hand was to put it between 2 slices of bread. The soldiers and the sailors at the canteen can't date any of the girls that meet there. At least that's the excuse they gave me. There's one aviator there that was giving me the eye, and he kept looking at my legs. So I finally asked him, I said, "You think my legs is pretty?" He said, "Legs? I thought they was wind socks at half mast." My granny, my little old granny, came along with me, and she told me that the reason that none of the servicemen go for me is because I ain't got a military manner. She says my flank movement looks like a disorderly retreat. But I felt so patriotic after last night that this afternoon I went down and volunteered for the Women's Ambulance Corps and asked me if I was willing to go right out on the firing line and pick up a man. Listen, as short as men are in Hollywood, I'd go through cannon fire to pick up Boris Karloff.
Here's Judy to start off the musical portion of the program with "Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet." Charles Band and the orchestra furnish the accompaniment.
The riveter, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a dart behind it, but I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punch you with that bottle move. Gonna give my all if I'm not gonna give it, but I gotta give my shirt out if I'm gonna rip it. So say loud, bud, but that's a milk for ride, got it unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, got that great egg dryer. You can't lullify it. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. I've been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bummer. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those wings. And I'm about to get my 40 wings. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
got a letter from my boyfriend, Palmer.
Yeah, well, what's the matter?
Well, they done transferred him to the South Pacific. You know, on the way over, the pilot told Palmer that he'd sunk a Jap cruiser.
How did the pilot know he had?
His bomber then told him.
Well, tell me, how does Pomeroy like the new camp?
Oh, he ain't seen none of it. He's in the guardhouse. Yeah, he said the commanding officer asked him to take out a Jeep, and he refused.
Well, why should he refuse? A Jeep is just a little old army car.
It is. Oh, shucks, Pomeroy thought a Jeep was a female Gap. Say, but honey, he did tell me about them new automatic rifles. Yeah, he said them things sure shoots awful fast. Why, they shoot so fast that it fires 12 bullets before you didn't know it was loaded. Uh-oh. Honey, here comes Misery. That Mr. Carter, our new boy.
Come in. Oh, good morning, Mr. Carter. It's a lovely morning, ain't it? The trees are beginning to bud, the pansies is in bloom, the hyacinths is in bloom.
Yeah, and whose early bloomers are those hanging on the line back of my cabin?
Business, so them's mine.
Well, you better take them down. A bunch of kids think it's a circus tent and they're trying to sneak in.
Oh, well, don't let little kids annoy you, Mr. Carter. You know, after all, boys will be boys.
Well, I'm not worrying about the kids, but some barker has opened a sideshow on the left leg. Well, I didn't come down here to pass the time of day. What I want to know is, when do I get some clean sheets? When are you going to give me some extra blankets?
Well, Mr. Carter,
young lady, you always remember that to make a success of any business, you've got to work, work, and work. Of course, it isn't any time at all before you grow old, your looks are gone, you're a has-been. So work while you're young.
Mr. Carter, do you think I'll lose my looks when I grow old?
If you're lucky. Young lady, why aren't you married?
Walter, I'm just a mere slip of a girl. I'm too young. I'm still at the convalescent age.
Well, another thing, why do you always go around telling everybody you're only 18?
Well, why should I confess to 22 when I'm only 25? But speaking real serum-like, though, I can get old fellas I want. Why, I remember once that three fellas proposed to me. Percival, Albert, and Dewey. But I turned them all down. Well, sir, them three fellas were so downhearted that Percival took poison, Albert took gas,
and Dewey took Manila. Young lady, you have no breeding. Now, I am a man of culture.
You sure are. Honey, he is a man of culture. Oh, I thought he said vulture.
You have no eclat, no sang-froid, no savoir-faire.
Listen here, never mind that imported stuff. You're lucky to get a drink of anything these days.
Oh, I give up. All I want from you, young lady, is quick, efficient service and plenty of it. And good day to you.
You know, honey, a man as nasty as Mr. Carter ought to be fighting the enemy. Say, honey, how come he ain't in the army?
Well, he's 5B.
5B? What in the world is that?
Well, that's bifocals, ball head, bridge work, bay window, and bunions. Oh, hello, Mr. Niles and Sylvester.
Greetings and salutations. All that sort of stuff, Miss Judy. Say, why is your brow all puckered?
Well, sir, what goes on here, Judy?
Oh, Mr. Carter was in here raising Cain with us about the service and stuff. Gee, I wish he'd never come here at all. Can't we think of some way to make him leave?
Oh, let's forget about Carter. Say, how about a little poker, huh?
Well, idea. Okay, you deal.
All right. You know, whenever I start to play cards, I always think of Colgate tooth powder.
Oh, shucks. I knew I was going to get sucked into a sales talk about Colgate tooth powder. Well, why does Colgate tooth powder remind you of card games?
Well, you can't get a better deal anywhere when it comes to a dentifrice that will reveal all the natural brilliance of your teeth.
The deuce, you say?
Yes, that's right, Sylvester. Just get a toothbrush, sprinkle liberally with Colgate tooth powder, and poke her in your mouth and start brushing away.
Okay, that's enough. Now, let's auntie.
Yes, your auntie and your uncle will have a breath that's sweet if you'll just remember to use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every day.
Well, let's start playing. Now, what's the limit?
Oh, there's no limit to the queens you can draw if you have a pleasing breath. And scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder removes oral unpleasing breath instantly.
Oh, shivering bucket ass. Come on, Niles, get your chips down.
Yes, Sylvester, when the chips are down, you'll be a winner every time if you use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every day. Do this, and I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder.
Come in.
Pardon me, but do you have an aspirin?
Yes, I have.
Well, for goodness sake, take it. You look terrible.
Where do all these silly people come from? Mr. Niles, will you please introduce Eddie's song?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Dean, our baritone, sings his version of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
After talking to that Mr. Carter. Come in.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Where have you been?
I was over to the post office, and on the way back, I took a shortcut through the woods. And you know, Senorita, you see a lot of strange little animals in the woods. I saw two little worms talking.
Stop, Pedro. Two worms talking.
Gee, Senorita, one worm says to the other, hello, babe, how about a date? The other worm says, quit kidding, I'm your other aunt.
Pedro, I don't believe a word of it.
Oh, a funny thing happened to me, too. I was walking along, and all of a sudden, I step on a skunk. Boy, was he surprised. The second surprise was on me.
Oh, stop, Pedro. Listen, what were you doing this morning with Mr. Carter?
That is what I came to complain about, Senorita. He took me hunting with him this morning.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Senorita, I want you to make him buy a dog.
Why?
Well, I get awfully tired swimming out and bringing back the dead dogs in my mouth.
Pedro, what is that package you have?
Oh, that's for you, Senorita. They gave it to me at the post office. Here.
Oh, good. I've been expecting that. Thanks. You can go now.
Senorita, could I have the day off to visit my sister? She had quadruplets last week.
Quadruplets? Gee, four little babies. What's their names?
Eeny, meeny, miny, and Manuelo.
No, you mean eeny, meeny, miny, and Mo.
No, Senorita. My sister says she don't want any more.
You may leave now.
Hasta luego.
Hasta lumbago to you too, Pedro. Gee, now to open this package. The Invisible Detective Agency. We teach you to be a detective by mail. Gosh, if I can only learn to be a detective, I can follow Mr. Carter and see what he does for a living. Geranium! Oh, Geranium!
Come in, honey. You calling me, honey?
Yeah, look, Geranium. That detective course I sent away first come by mail. Now we can follow Mr. Carter and find out what he does.
Hey, did I tell you I was down there in his cabin this morning? Yeah, and when I got done making the bed, I thought I'd look in that little old black bag he's got.
and suddenly he sneaks up behind me and sticks a gun in my ribs.
He stuck a gun in your ribs? What was he trying to do, hide it? Say, you must have looked funny, a .45 pistol in a .52 waist. But
I'm serious. You told me to get out or he'd shoot me full of holes.
Well, listen, did you get to see what was in the black bag?
Yeah, honey. And you know something? That man ain't no doctor. No, there was all kind of tools in there like burglars use. Yes, sir, he must be a burglar or a spy.
Well, we'll find out. Look here what it says here on this paper cover. Follow our course studiously and you will become a wizard at shadowing people. In no time at all, you can be a first-class slinker. That ain't a T, is it?
Say, what else did it say? This is exciting. Read me some more.
You better read it to me, Geranium. Right there where it says Lesson 1.
All right, honey. Say here it says, how to become a human bloodhound. Get down on all fours on the rug and look for clues. Crawl along and sniff the rug like a bloodhound.
All right, now I'm on my hands and knees. Now I'll sniff like a bloodhound.
What was that, honey?
Shucks, met another bloodhound. Geranium, I'm going to give this detective up. I'll never be a detective. Well, I was 5 years old before I could find my own toes.
Oh, now, honey, quit talking like that. You was a smart little child. Oh, you know you's your papa's pet.
Yeah, he couldn't afford a dog. Dear old Pappy. So every night, Pappy would take me on his knee and sing me a lullaby. Gosh, now that all the years have gone by, I still remember Pappy's lullabies. Geranium, what's the second course of Mademoiselle from Armentieri's?
Oh, let's forget your baby days, Miss Judy, and consecrate on this here detective stuff. Let's see now. It says here, sir, when given a third degree, use kindness. You will attain better results. Remember, be kind.
That gives me an idea. Now, Geranium, you are a prisoner that has committed a crime.
Who, me?
Yep, you. Now, you sit down there in that chair. Now, I'm a detective, and I'll start a question you.
All right.
Geranium Jones, did you steal that watch?
I ain't saying, Mr. Policeman. You can't get nothing out of me.
Oh, so you won't talk, eh?
Treat the prisoner with kindness.
All right, you won't talk, eh? Then you must eat this chocolate eclair with whipped cream.
Oh, no, no, Miss Judy, I can't do that. Don't make me eat that, honey.
Gotta use force, huh? Well, I'll stuff it down your mouth. There.
I told you, honey, there goes my girl.
Miss Judy.
Eddie, you are speaking to Judy Canova, detective. Here's my card.
I don't see any card.
Shucks, I'm a magician, too. State your case, Eddie, my boy.
Miss Judy, this is serious. I was passing cabin 8 a second ago, and I heard 2 shots.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Pappy used to take a couple of shots before dinner every night.
These were revolver shots, Miss Judy. I think the fellow in that cabin shot his wife.
Well, gosh, what do we do?
Honey, here's a chance to try them things you learned from the detective book.
Okay, I'll boil him.
Honey, you mean grill him.
Boil or grill. I'll make him hot under the collar. Lead the way, Eddie. Gosh, if I make good, I can see my name right now over the door. Judy Canova, the crinoma, the crime, but the crinoline, the... Gosh, Judy Canova, policeman.
Here's the cabin right here, Miss Judy, number 8.
I'll take over, Eddie. Now watch me solve the crime. Open up there, fella. This is Detective Canova.
Put the cuffs on me. Put them on. I'll confess. I did it.
Mister, why did you kill your wife?
She tortured me. She tortured me. She tortured me.
Oh, you poor, poor man. You poor, poor man. You poor, poor. Tell me your story.
I couldn't stand it any longer. She kept insisting that we save our money for a rainy day. That drove me mad. Her, always talking about a rainy day. Rain, rain. I had to kill her.
But why?
I'm a member of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Judy will be back in a few moments, ladies and gentlemen. So in the meantime, remember, before you go out to a dance and maybe romance, check up and make sure you can pass the close-up test with a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. It's easy if you'll use Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder not only removes dull surface film from your teeth, bringing out all the natural brilliance of your smile, but at the same time, it assures you of a breath that's invitingly sweet and fresh. Now, that's not just my say-so. Scientific tests have definitely proved that Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. So don't risk your rating for dating. Simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. And I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. That's it. Colgate tooth powder. And now here's Judy with another song. This one is called It Makes No Difference Now.
Makes no difference now what kind of life they've had me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see. I don't care what happens next, for I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now. It was just a year ago when I first met you. I learned to love you, and I thought you'd love me too. But that's all in the past, and I'll forget somehow. I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now.
Big case as a detective. Now to trail Mr. Carter and find out what he really is. I'll be practicing all next week, and I'll meet you all back here at the motel. And say, by the way, we'll be entertaining the Douglas Aircraft workers from the Civic Auditorium in Long Beach, California. So try and meet us all there. This is simply yours, Judy Canova in Hollywood, saying thanks a lot and
good night, soldier.
Sweet and a smile that dazzles. It's Colgate tooth powder. This is Ken Niles saying, see y'all next Tuesday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.